My name is Stephen Wright, and I'd like to speak to you about the Bloodhound SSC project. The Bloodhound SSC project is a unique and revolutionary engineering adventure which aims to inspire a new generation of school children to study the skills required to become the scientists and engineers of the future. The objective of the project is to design and build a rocket and jet-powered car and break the 1600 kilometers an hour mark. The project is working closely with the Department of Education in the UK, and an educational programme has been developed which covers all age ranges. The main emphasis has been placed on the subject science, technology, engineering and maths, but the project also forms part of projects for geography, English and art. The inspirational effect is almost unlimited. Its success is clear. Over 4,000 schools and colleges in 208 countries have enrolled in the project and are contributing new ideas by posting them on the project's website daily. At the project's museum in southern England, children can learn all about the science involved in the project. Richard Noble, the project director, is an English entrepreneur who has been involved in building fast cars for over 30 years. In 1983, he himself set the land speed record with his car Thrust 2. Since then, he has continued to work in this area, and together with Wing Commander Andy Green, plans to set the new record with his Bloodhound SSC car. The car itself will be powered by a jet and a rocket engine. Together, they will produce over 133,000 horsepower and accelerate the 13-metre-long, 7-ton car to a speed of over 1,600 kilometres an hour. The record attempt will be carried out in the autumn of 2013 on the Hoogskoop in South Africa. The car will complete two runs along a 20-kilometre course in an estimated time of 3 minutes per run. The project is making use of electronic media and social communities such as Facebook and Twitter to distribute the information surrounding the project in real time. On the project's website, www.bloodhoundssc.com, you can find all the latest video releases and news updates documenting the progress of the project and the planned events. The project has come a long way since its humble beginnings in 2007. The interest in the project is growing steadily, and the first signs of success can be seen. The interest in science, technology and engineering is increasing daily, and Richard Noble's fears that Britain has a shortage of engineers and scientists seems to be waning.